This is Pioneer Review number 170 with Enos Claire Hotchkiss of Hotchkiss in about 3 seconds. This is Pioneer Review with Enos Claire Hotchkiss of Hotchkiss. Claire, why did your father come west?
I suppose for the same reason that many other Westerners came here. The the Indians, when he came to Denver first, the Indians were pretty strong in that country and were a menace to the country. The Sand Creek Massacre, as you've read, occurred along about that time.
Was he in, had he started a place in Denver when the Sand Creek Massacre occurred?
I don't know. He had, at one time, he had a homestead somewhere near Capitol Hill.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Is the old building or any of the relics, the building still there?
I don't imagine that he made many or much improvement. Those fellows were on the run.
Yes. Did he go west? To California because of the gold?
Yes, the adventure and the gold.
Well, what about his experiences in working at building roads in western Colorado?
First, he did some work for a pioneer attorney named Amos Tech, Denver and Otto Mears, on the toll road to Central City. He did a pretty good job, evidently, on that, because they importuned him to start a road toward the San Juan with a working interest.
Well, he also made some developments in the San Luis Valley, did he not?
He gave one-third to the city there, the present city.
One-third of the land?
One-third of the land.
He had, did he have a ranch there?
No, he was on his way across the San Juan. He'd stayed wintered there in the San Luis Valley.
Well, Claire, when your father was married and when you were a young boy, did you go with him a great deal on trips in western Colorado?
I did, in the mountains.
What were some of your more enjoyable or impressive experiences in those days as a small boy?
To the head of the headwaters of the North Fork, which we call the Muddy and Grand Mesa. That country, as I see it today, was a paradise, with the grass reaching to the saddle stirrups.
Now, what period of time would that be, in the 90s?
That is must have been about 1894.
Well, tell us about some of your experiences in seeing this western country with so much tall grass.
Well, that country was a primeval area. And even at that time, I looked at it as one of God's great creations. The same is true with the Grand Mesa area. Later on, of course, I saw it in a different angle.
Thank you, Claire. This has been Pioneer Review with Enos Claire Hotchkiss of Hotchkiss. Dick Woodson reporting. This is a Pioneer Review with number 171 with Enos Claire Hotchkiss of Hotchkiss in about 5 seconds. This is Pioneer Review with Enos Claire Hotchkiss of Hotchkiss. Enos, young people or anyone who comes into the Western country now must be impressed by the type of vegetation that's here now compared to what it was when you were a boy.
Now, there's a great improvement over the last 15, 20 years, 30 years, due to the management of the Forest Service. The country was pretty well dilapidated due to the intense movement of large bands, syndicated cattle in the country. And they overgrazed it, and to a great extent, they ruined the range.
Claire, where did the cattle come from in those days when you saw it as a good grass country?
They were foreign syndicates, many as far east as New York. For instance, 10 miles south of Hotchkiss, there was a camp of the Diamond Joe, which was owned at that time supposedly by New York gamblers.
Well, did those people have a representative in this area to look it over, to direct them or suggest when they ought to bring cattle out, or whether they ought to bring them at all?
They had foremen. Yes, they had.
They had contact men here.
They had contact men here, yes. Mm-hmm. And they indicated, of course, this is a marvelous range. The trouble was that they oversupplied it. Of course, that's been changed, overgrazing has been changed with the Forest Service in the forest land.
Well, what about the time when the sheep came in? Did that make any difference in your experience?
At one time, there was estimated a movement of 70,000 head of sheep into the Uncompahgre country and some into the North Fork country by migratory sheep. Mm-hmm. When they got through there, you can imagine what was left. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Did you observe as a youngster quite a bit of resentment at that time?
Well, we resented, all local people resented the intrusion of those sheep, and particularly the cattlemen did, and they were largely justified in their attitude towards migratory sheep. It hurt the country. Due to the management of the land management, there's a gradual improvement, because it's going to take years to bring it back the way it was.
Do you think that in a period of time it can be brought back to where it was with the early days that you remembered as young boy?
Yes, there's a gradual improvement.
You didn't see the sagebrush in those days as a boy that you see now.
Oh, no.
The sagebrush and oak brush.
And There are certain types of vegetation that they measure the improvement by, and you can see that.
Thank you, Claire. This has been Pioneer Review with Enos Clara Hotchkiss of Hotchkiss. Dick Woodson, reporting.